Ezekiel chapter 44, verses 9 through 31. This is the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, no foreigner uncircumcised in heart and flesh of all the foreigners who are among the people of Israel shall enter my sanctuary. The Levites who went far from me, going astray from me after their idols, when Israel went astray, shall bear their punishment. They shall be ministers in my sanctuary, having oversight at the gates of the temple and ministering. They shall slaughter the burnt offering and sacrifice for the people, and they shall stand before the people to minister to them, because they ministered to them before their idols and became a stumbling block of iniquity to the house of Israel. Therefore I have sworn concerning them, declares the Lord God, and they shall bear their punishment. They shall not come near to me to serve me as priests, nor come near any of my holy things and the things that are most holy. But they shall bear their shame and the abominations that they have committed, if I will appoint them to keep charge of the temple, to do all its service and all that is to be done in it. But the Levitical priests, the sons of Zadok, who kept the charge of my sanctuary when the people of Israel went astray from me, shall come near to me to minister to me. And they shall stand before me to offer me the fat and the blood, declares the Lord God. They shall enter my sanctuary, and they shall approach my table to minister to me, and they shall keep my charge. When they enter the gates of the inner court, they shall wear linen garments. They shall have nothing of wool on them while they minister at the gates of the inner court and within. They shall have linen turbans on their heads and linen undergarments around their waists. They shall not bind themselves with anything that causes sweat. And when they go out into the outer court to the people, they shall put off the garments in which they have been ministering and lay them in the holy chambers. And they shall put on other garments, lest they transmit holiness to the people with their garments. They shall not shave their heads or let their locks grow long. They shall surely trim the hair of their heads. A priest shall drink wine when he enters the inner court. They shall not marry a widow or a divorced woman, but only virgins of the offspring of the house of Israel, or a widow who is the widow of a priest. They shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the common, and show them how to distinguish between the unclean and the clean. In a dispute, they shall act as judges, and they shall judge it according to my judgments. They shall keep my laws and my statutes and all my appointed feasts, and they shall keep my Sabbaths holy. They shall not defile themselves by going near to a dead person. However, for father or mother, for son or daughter, for brother or unmarried sister, they may defile themselves. After he has become clean, they shall count 7 days for him. And on the day that he goes into the holy place, into the inner court to minister in the holy place, he shall offer his sin offering, declares the Lord God. This shall be their inheritance. I am their inheritance. And you shall give them no possession in Israel. I am their possession. They shall eat the grain offering, the sin offering, and the guilt offering, and every devoted thing in Israel shall be theirs, and the first of all the first fruits of all kinds, and every offering of all kinds from all your offerings shall belong to the priests. You shall also give to the priests the first of your dough, that a blessing may rest on your house. The priests shall not eat of anything, whether bird or beast, that has died of itself, or is torn by wild animals. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. our Lord and our God, we ask your blessing upon this word. Our hearts would be open to it, that we may treasure what you have spoken and lay hold of your Son, as he is offered to us in these words. We ask in his name. In Ezekiel chapter 44, the Levites are restored to their service in the temple, to keep charge of the temple, to stand before the people, and to minister to them, to help them in their worship of the Lord. And in Ezekiel chapter 44, we also read that the sons of Zadok were to serve the Lord as priests. Zadok was descended from Aaron, who was the first high priest of Israel. Aaron and his sons were appointed by the Lord to serve him in his temple as priests. While Zadok was not the only descendant of Aaron, it was his line that is here chosen to serve the Lord as priests in this new sanctuary. And we are told why. We are given the reason. Because the sons of Zadok did not go astray, even when the people went astray. They remained faithful to the Lord, and they kept the charge of his sanctuary. And in this we find the inseparable bond between faithfulness and drawing near to the Lord. The inseparable bond between righteousness and entering his sanctuary. As the psalmist once sang, "Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false, and does not swear deceitfully." To enter the sanctuary of the Lord, one must be righteous. We see this written in the name of Zadok himself. Tzadok, it is the Hebrew word for righteous. It is the Hebrew word for one who is righteous. In Ezekiel chapter 44, in verses 9 through 14, we see the grace of God in restoring those who went astray. But in verses 15 through 31, we see the grace of God in keeping those who did not. And so you see that grace is not opposed to righteousness. For it was God's purpose that by his grace, we would be given a righteous priest, one who may enter the holy places on our behalf. And Ezekiel's vision of this new temple on a very high mountain, we are told that the sons of Zadok, who kept the charge of the Lord's sanctuary, they are to enter the holy places. They are to approach his table. They are to minister to him. They are servants in his house. In the verses that follow, we are told what was required for that service. And then we are also told the reward of that service. What was required for that service? What is required of the sons of Zadok here in the book of Ezekiel? It very closely follows what was required of the sons of Aaron in the book of Leviticus. The requirements not to shave one's head or to drink wine in the sanctuary or to marry a widow or a divorced woman or to go near a corpse. These requirements may all be found in the book of Leviticus. And while we reflected upon those requirements when we ourselves worked our way through the book of Leviticus, at least two of those requirements are worth reflecting upon again here. The requirements concerning clothing, and also those persons for whom a priest could defile himself. This morning, we will give our attention to the requirement regarding their clothing. In verse 17, we are told that the priests, when they entered the holy places, they were to wear linen garments. And this too reflects what we find regarding the garments of the priests as first ordained by the Lord. We can read about those garments in Exodus chapter 28. And in Exodus chapter 28, verse 2, we are told that holy garments were to be made for Aaron, for glory and for beauty. The garments that the priest wore in the sanctuary, they were to reflect the glory and the beauty of the sanctuary. They were to reflect the glory and the beauty of the Lord. And the clothing that directly touched the priest's skin, it was to be made of pure linen. The turban upon his head and the undergarments upon his skin, those garments were to be made of linen. But we read in Ezekiel chapter 44, we find in Exodus chapter 28. Yet we are told something in Ezekiel that we are not told in Exodus. We are told something here that has not been told before. In Ezekiel chapter 44, we are given the reason for why these garments were to be made of linen. Verse 18, they were not to bind themselves with anything that causes sweat. This may seem rather strange, since some of us do not need clothing to sweat. But there is a principle here that is consistent with what we find in the law concerning bodily excretions. That favorite topic at the dinner table of any house with children. In the law, bodily excretions, they were considered unclean, whether in a solid state or in a fluid state, or we may suppose in a gaseous state. Anything that was excreted from the body was considered unclean. And here in Ezekiel chapter 44, it would seem that that even extended to sweat. And that may seem a bit hard, since all of these things are natural to the body. But that is, in fact, the point. They are natural to the earthly body. But the sanctuary, it is not an earthly place. The sanctuary is a heavenly place. And those who enter the sanctuary, they leave the earthly realm and they enter the heavenly realm. And so the one who would enter the heaven, he must be clothed with the heavenly. Sweat, it belongs to the earthly realm. It does not belong to the heavenly realm. For sweat is associated with work. It is part of labor, whereas heaven is not a place of labor. Heaven is a place of rest. It's the place of God's rest. Now, this is not to say that sweat is bad, any more than we would say that work is bad. In fact, work is good. And so we may say that even sweat is good, or at least it can be good. But not all that is good belongs to the heavenly realm. And while sweat is not inherently bad, it is associated with something that is. Sweat is mentioned only twice in the Old Testament. It is mentioned here in Ezekiel chapter 44. And it is mentioned once before. Where is sweat first mentioned in Scripture? It is a passage that is likely familiar to all of you. We find it first mentioned in the first book of the Old Testament, near its very beginning, Genesis chapter 3, verse 19. By the sweat of your face, you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken.
your dust, and dust you shall return. By the sweat of your face,
you shall eat bread.
Sweat, then, it is not only a part of the natural world, it is also bound to the fallen world. It is part of the curse imposed upon man for his sin and rebellion against the Lord. I do not mean to say that sweat did not exist before the fall. It was inseparably bound to the curse, to God's curse upon man, and to his curse upon the ground. Man sweats to eat his bread, and then he dies. And so we cannot now sweat without being reminded of that curse. We cannot now sweat without being reminded of the curse upon us and upon the ground. To enter the holy places, to enter the heavenly realm, it is to leave behind the earthly. It is to leave behind that ground that is cursed. Heaven is a place without curse. Again, it is a place of rest. It is a place without toil, sweat, or death. And so it was that the priests, when entering the sanctuary, they were to wear garments upon their skin that did not cause them to sweat. They were leaving behind the earthly and entering the heavenly. They were leaving behind the ground that was cursed for ground that is holy. They were not to sweat upon that ground. They were not to sweat upon what is holy. It said that sweat is mentioned only twice in the whole of the Old Testament. In Genesis chapter 3, and here in Ezekiel chapter 44. But it is mentioned three times in the whole of Scripture. It is mentioned once more, not in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament. We find it again in a passage that is likely familiar to all of you. We find it upon the face of our Lord in the garden on the last night of his life. Luke chapter 22, verse 44. Being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. As we behold Christ in his sorrow, see the sweat upon his face. sweat of toil. The sweat, pain. The sweat of worry. But Christ, he was without sin. He was the faithful one. He was the righteous one. And so we may know that by the sweat on his face, he bore for us the curse upon us. By the sweat of his brow, he bore our sins. But see what that sweat became. It became like drops of blood. And what does the shedding of blood bring? It brings atonement. It brings forgiveness. It brings healing. It brings cleansing. And where did it fall? It fell on the ground. Did not fall there in vain. It fell upon the ground that had been cursed. By this we may be certain that his blood removes the curse. His blood makes all things new. With the sweat of his face, we may now eat bread. Not the bread of earth, but the bread. Bread of life. For this one who died, the righteous for the unrighteous, he has also been raised. And as our faithful high priest, he has entered the holy places. And there for us, he stands before the Lord. But he stands there not only as a servant. He stands there also as a son. But what was the reward of the sons of Zadok? They were given the food of the Lord's table. Became not only sons of Zadok, they were counted the sons of God. And so they were fed from his table. And so it is for those who belong to Christ, the true Son of righteousness. Those who belong to him, they are counted as sons. In him, we become sons of the righteous one and sons of God. This grace is yours in Christ. That heavenly temple waiting to be revealed. You will enter the sanctuary. You will stand in the holy places. And you will minister before the Lord. You will eat the food of his table. Even now, he gives you that food. Even now, he blesses you with the bread of his table, the bread of heaven, the bread of life, the bread. Bread of this table, the bread of his table. And very soon, what you have here, my faith, you will be given by sight, cleansed by the blood of Christ, clothed. The righteousness of Christ. You will be robed with the beauty and glory of Christ. In the sweat of your face, the sweat of toil, the sweat of anxiety, sweat of worry, be no more. And the tears of your face, tears of grief, tears of sorrow, tears of loss, will wipe from your eyes. Revelation chapter 7. The elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. The Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear
from their eyes. My dears, this blessing is yours, Christ. Let us sing this praise. Amen.